And there's no shame in that, actually. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's call in this season of prosperity. We're not only being told this is the theme, we're being asked to call it in. Welcome to Activations with JJ, May 2024 Energy Update. In this episode, I'll be focusing on all the energetic themes that will be coming through for us during the month of May. I'm really excited because there are some amazing topics. Can't wait to dive in, so let's get going. Greetings, my amazing friends. Thrilled to be with you here for the May podcast. And I am just excited because it's Beltane, happy Beltane, and I'm spending it in Avalon. Wow. If you talked to me 5 years ago and told me I'd be doing this, I would not believe you by any stretch of the imagination. But I am here. I am very blessed to be able to carry out some grid work on this beautiful land that I'm extremely connected with. In fact, I believe many way showers and light workers that live on the planet today have lifetimes in places like Avalon and Lemuria and Egypt and Atlantis, and all these golden lifetimes and timelines are collapsing and we're beginning to circle back to their energies. They're coming through in so many ways. So here I find myself doing that. We are working with timelines. We are working with dragons. I have my friend Carla, who many of you know as the dragon specialist, as well as my friend Alex. They're both members of Star Mother's Worldwide Global Council. And then two incredible grid workers from the UK, India Rose and Ellie Cleary, are also here. If you want to find out who my friends are, you can check out the links below. I always like to sort of allow this to be a platform for networking. One time I was talking to somebody and I said, I think one day I'm going to develop like part of my website just dedicated to helping you find your soul family through different practitioners. I feel like I'm calling in my soul family with my modalities, you know, multidimensional soul integration, with my planetary gridwork community, also with the Star Mothers. And it's a beautiful thing, but I want to be able to let everybody gather their soul family. So this is something I'm cooking up. I'm definitely cooking this up right now. That being said, I'm really excited to launch into our themes for this month. There are a handful, and there's one great big theme. I'm actually going to work backwards. I'm going to do the little baby themes first, and then for the grand finale, I will bring in that final big theme, which is actually not a surprise because it's the title of the podcast. However, it was really, really interesting how Spirit brought these through. And a lot of my downloads come when I'm in gatherings with all of you. So please come to my gatherings. You inspire me. If you have never attended a live gathering with me, this is your chance. You can find a link below. You can join our live energy update for my gridwork community, even though most of my live gatherings, you now have to be a member of the gridwork community to participate in. I do allow people from the general public to attend my live monthly energy update, which is predominantly focused on gridwork. So while this energy update focuses on your personal ascension journey, that one focuses on planetary gridwork, and it's really incredible what's coming through this month. I'm not going to go into too many details, but if you want to find out more about Atlantean codes, new ones, and all kinds of Atlantean technology, come to our live monthly energy update. The link is below. Again, you can join us without joining the community, although we would love to have you in the community. That would be amazing. We're co-creating in so many ways there. But I just wanted to mention that because it's good for people to understand how I do the live monthly energy update versus this one. But I'm learning so much in the gatherings. I have a free gathering each month too. I have my channel Q&A. You can find out below about that. And this month, again, these themes are coming through in these settings where so much powerful energy is coming in. Let me tell you, the power that is being called in when we gather. I've said this once, I will say it again. If you are not gathering to do anything, I don't care if you're learning light language. I don't care if you are learning how to do grid work and out hiking and doing grid work. I don't care if you are, you know, doing some kind of healing or processing or priestess activation, whatever it is. Guess what? Here's your reminder to do it in a group. This might be 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, 20 people, 100 people. But I'm just saying, what they're doing in these group settings is blowing my mind. This is one of the reasons one of my good friends, Teresa Chauché, who has supported me in a lot of containers, you've heard me say her name, she's a member of Star Mothers Worldwide Global Council. She decided to do these light language play circles. They're small groups for people who are just dabbling in light language. And some of the people know how to do light language actually pretty well. But it's a really safe space for you to practice those skills rather than doing it all by your lonesome, getting a little bit brave, sharing your voice. I actually have a link to her play circles below in case you're interested. I wish I could do all kinds of things, but I'm so glad my friends can, so that you can be supported in all these different avenues. I've had to sort of determine and prioritize what I need to be doing. And then when I see my friends offering things, I'm like, yes, I know there are people out there who are listening to my podcast who would love to participate in that. Back to what I was saying about having like a whole part of my website dedicated to other light workers and what they do. Okay, so let's dive into the themes for this month. The first one's really, really interesting. It's dreams. It's dreams. And one of the reasons I want to highlight dreams is because my guides are reminding us, and our guides collectively are reminding us of the significance of dreams. Now, you might think that most of your dreams don't make sense, and every once in a while you get one of those download dreams that's like a vision, which I've been there. I know what you're talking about. But what we're being invited to do, and this has come through in sessions with people over the last month or so, is actually document our dreams. Use a dream journal. And one of the reasons for that is because there are significant things that are going to start coming through in dreams that maybe we can't really comprehend or understand in conscious awaking moments. All right? This is what's literally coming in through from my guides. We are accessing another level and layer of dream magic and manifestation that we have not accessed before as a collective. And it's a muscle that we need to practice using. We are going to be gifted, or it's going to technically be activated within us, reactivated within us, the ability to do more lucid dreaming in order to amplify what we're able to do with regards to healing, planetary grid work, and building the new earth. Just came in as a channeled message for you who are listening. So bottom line, write down your dreams. This is a topic I'll probably lean into a little bit more and weave it throughout my gatherings as part of the community. And in the community, I tend to share little pieces of information throughout the month. I'll come on and do video messages. This is a way you can interact with me a little differently than, say, if you're just following me on Instagram. So again, if you have not already joined us, it's the place to be, my Starseed Gridwork community. Okay, so that was theme number one, dreams. Theme number two has been coming through since March, and this is relationships and divine partnerships, specifically divine partnerships. Because it's going to be very difficult for us to co-create in mass and to come into harmony with someone else or others on a collective ascension process if we can't even do it with one other person? Now, when I say that, I'm actually feeling quite a bit of shame coming forward from the collective around failed, what you would consider to be failed relationships. That's just a story you've told yourself. Maybe you could see it like a college class. Every relationship you've had is like a college class. It's relationships 101. And if you had another one, relationships 102. Then you went to 201. Then you went to 202. Maybe you're in relationships 888 and this is the number for you. And you're ready for calling in that divine partner to practice coming into harmony and carrying out the ascension journey together. It starts with a partner and then it moves into small groups and like my community. And we are slowly calibrating little by little to become accustomed to the idea of collective ascension. It feels different. It requires that you release a great deal of programming around your spiritual growth. A lot of programming that's rampant in the spiritual community. And I remember, I want to share a story with you because this is just what's coming in. My guides are like, share that story. I was watching the video from quite a popular spiritual leader who I happen to know. And I love the content they put out. And they mentioned something that I was not in disagreement with, but there was a but. There was like, however, that I wanted to add to what they said. And they were talking about people coming in and out of your life in this time period rapidly. People will come, people will drop in and drop out. And I talked about this. And this has happened to me in my life where I'm like, but I don't want to. Like, I don't want to. I love that person. I want this journey. What can I do to continue to harmonize our frequency so we can carry out this journey together? There are people right now that I'm co-creating with, and I'm like, I don't want this to be like a college class where I only with them for a little bit. I want to continue to co-create with them for as long as possible. And you know, with all the timeline collapsing and timeline jumping we're doing, I've said this can be hard. I know it is. We're going all over the place with our frequencies. But here's the lesson. What can we do when we feel someone start to drift away? And I've heard this from so many couples, but also just friends. Is there another way? Is there another story that we can literally create? Yes, there is. I've asked my guides, and they said, all you have to do is ask, what can we do? And even what can I do? Because I know sometimes it's like awkward, like, I want you in my life. And maybe you're not at the moment where you can reach out. You say, what can I do to change my contract so that we can carry out this ascension process together and that we can be part of this? Like, is there a version of them that I can access? I know this is getting really crazy because technically they have parallel versions of themselves. Is there a parallel version of them that can co-create with me? Because I still want them in my life. Whoa. Yes, there is. I've experienced it personally. I will just tell you that right now. New technique. Write it down. So that's topic number two. I spent a little bit of time on that one. It felt very important. Okay. There's two more topics. Well, technically, there's two more little topics and one more big one. And I'm going to kind of move through these a little bit more quickly. So there is currently an artist, a musician in the world who I believe is a starseed who is bringing in so much 5D energy in one of the biggest ways possible, because they are technically like considered, you know, a celebrity or in a way, right? They're a musician. They're very, very popular. They're very well known. They've won, you know, Grammys and different things, lots of awards. And this musician is Jacob Collier. I've put a link below to his work. Every time he comes out with music, I know there are codes in it. And these codes are reaching the masses, which is amazing. And you're going to begin to call in these people who are influencers, who are bringing in codes. And then I had this really fascinating download the other day about curating our Instagram. So like your grid. So when you're scrolling, are the people you are following supporting your ascension journey in a balanced way? Like, if you're only following spiritual accounts, can you follow some more grounded accounts? When we did the Star Mother's Flower Frequency course, Queenie, my friend, said she follows all these like flower accounts, like earthy flower accounts. I'm like, oh yeah. And my guide said, are we gridding our Instagram, as in are the content we receive? So if you are starting to tune into people who are vibrating at the frequency of 5D from any part of society, musicians, business people, quote unquote coaches, makeup influencers, fashion influencers, artists are big, dancers, singers, not just crystal people, you know, like I love my crystal people, but you get what I'm saying. Think about that. A great way to change timelines is to change who you're following on your Instagram, so that when you are scrolling, you're being activated and you're being reinforced into that higher frequency. So I would encourage you to follow Jacob Collier. So I got called. I literally got a download and I knew it. I needed to do it. That actually, by the time you listen to this, I will have gone to a concert. And that concert is in New York City. I know that I'm going there to be activated and to grid, because he facilitates an energy that will allow for the flow of 5D frequencies. And a theme came in one of his songs that he co-wrote with other people who are also inspired. And it's the theme that I want to bring through. The name of the song is Witness Me. Witness Me. I've talked about this before. Some of you who've been in my containers have heard me talk about it a lot. I'm not going to stop talking about it. Let me read the lyrics of this song. You tell me you're broken. Tell me it's over now. You say you're done hoping. You tell me all the light's gone out. Well, maybe you're lost. And maybe you're far from home. If you only keep walking, you will never walk alone. Because when I'm with you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. You're the one that I've waited for to bring out the best in me. I'm out in the blue, holding my hand out to you. You're the one that I've waited for. I'm holding on to you. I'm with you. I'm with you here. You're the light I need. In the dark, I see. I'm with you. I'm with you here. You're all I see. You witness me. Isn't that beautiful? So, of course, I have the link below so you can listen to the song, because the music adds so much more activating energy to it. Why am I bringing this forward as a topic? The new way of quote-unquote healing or shifting past timelines of lower vibrational frequencies is by being witnessed and literally speaking them out, seeing them, seeing the old stories. And the moment that you are witnessed, that story won't have power anymore. That's it. That's what wants to come through. It's very deep. very, very deep. Those of you who are light workers, take note. Could you expand on the amount of witnessing you're doing rather than our tendency to fix? Just seeing that. Just seeing it, whatever it is that wants to come through, that wants to come to the surface and be recognized. Okay. So the final topic, that's a baby topic. These aren't really baby topics. These are actually really big topics. But the last one is galactic children. And if you're interested in this topic, I would invite you to join Star Mothers Worldwide and co-create with us there. You can listen to our April monthly energy update. It's a playback in the portal. And it has come through. This idea of galactic children, it's come through more than once. My friend Queenie brought it through a couple of months ago. I don't feel like it's in alignment for me to necessarily expand on that. I think the words galactic children will activate you. And one of the beautiful attendees of my retreat is very connected to galactic children, and I thank her for her influence and for bringing them forward right now into our awareness. Because they are coming. They are coming. There are people here listening who are pregnant right now. Actually physically pregnant. Not just with energy. And you know, when I say galactic children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't you? Okay. Drum roll, please. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Are you ready for the final topic? Well, hang on. I'm going to bring in a short commercial break because I love you so much and I want to support you on your journey, and all you light workers out there need to hear this. I'm going to say it quick, but I'm going to say it powerfully. My Lightworker Quantum Leap course for April was beyond words amazing in so many ways. And this is coming from me. The content just blew my mind and was next level. Guess what? There is no way that the May Lightworker Quantum Leap is going to be any less than that. In fact, it will probably be more than that. And if you have not already thought about joining us for this really fast-paced course, 3 weeks, 6 gatherings during the month of May, you gotta jump on board. This is it. We are collectively jumping timelines in that group, period, the end, into the timeline, the highest timeline for your business, honestly, for your life. Lightworker Quantum Leap, check out the link below. The name says it all. It's a business activation, but it's way more than that. All right, back to the drum roll. This is the red letter highlight big caption, and it's the title of the podcast, Season of Prosperity. Don't you love the words? The words are holding some amazing frequencies. I was so hopeful when I tuned in to channel the May monthly energy update, this update, and that's what came through. I was like, yes. What an amazing topic. I'm like, I am all for this topic. I think everybody will be for this topic. It's no secret that every time my podcast has the words abundance or prosperity in them, way more people listen to it because that's what people are seeking. And there's no shame in that, actually. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's call in this season of prosperity. We're not only being told this is the theme, we're being asked to call it in. And since there are thousands of people listening to this podcast episode all across the world, will you join me in calling in this season of prosperity? In conjunction with this podcast episode, you guys know every month I put out a channeled message. And my channeled message for this month was incredible. I'm not going to spoil it too much. You're just going to have to, if you're listening right when I put this out, it'll come out the next day, but most likely you'll be able to see it right there on my podcast. all the videos. And if you're listening on the podcast, it'll be there. But whoa, this is going to be supporting the energy of Season of Prosperity when you listen to the activation. This Atlantean energy is coming through. They knew what was going on with regards to prosperity, growth, the kind that we're looking for. It's the most harmonized to what we are seeking in order to carry out this ascension process right now, at this phase of the evolution of the planet and the collective. The Atlantean ways of prosperity, the frequencies of prosperity from Atlantis are the closest. And when I say Atlantis, I know lots of you have been following me for a while. You probably already know this. I mean golden Atlantis. Golden Atlantis. So what does that mean for you? It means codes, shortcuts to prosperity. So we are being invited to release all the programming, flush it down the toilet around prosperity. I need you to delete all of the podcasts you've ever heard that are carrying the old frequencies of prosperity. My husband likes to listen to some of those financial podcasts, and I love those people. There's lots of great ones out there. They're serving different frequencies. Call in the podcasts, the information, and some of it's not out there. You have to literally directly download it from your guides. I'm serious. Even the podcasts that you think are the most advanced or expanded in frequency about abundance and prosperity, my guides are like, there's not really a lot out there right now at this frequency, at this level, which means one, hello, let's co-create it. Let's create it. Get out there. Get your voice out there. All right. Tune in every day. All right, guides. If you guys haven't already taken my 21-day journey, activating 5D abundance, my gift to you during the month of May is that it's free. Oh, it's like a little present for you. So some of you have already taken it, and this is your invitation to take it again, to go back and listen. You still have access to the course. If we are all doing this course together, it's a 21-day journey. If we're all doing it together, let's think about it for a moment. The energy of that collective effort will expand and amplify what we can do, right? So let's just all commit to it. So whether you've already done it, I'm going to invite you to do it again. If you haven't done it, this is it. This is my gift to you. This is the beginning of a season of prosperity for you. Kick it off with this journey, this 21-day journey. It's light codes. It's light codes. And I have decided to actually change out some of the light language in it. So if you've already done it before, you're going to be like, that's different. Wait a minute. I don't remember those codes, because I have new light language attuned to this new season of prosperity and these new Atlantean codes. So yeah, it's a different version of the course. And again, it's my gift to you. So let's do a little happy dance. Yay. I love giving gifts at my retreat. I'm giving so many gifts, so many gifts. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It's weird because it's not my love language. My love language is not receiving gifts. My love language is quality time. Yes, it is. So take a deep breath. We made it to the end of this energy update. Thank you for sticking with me. I want to just paint you in the beautiful colors and frequencies of the month of May. I see gold and aqua coming through, shifting into like an emerald green, which goes so well with May, right? It goes so well. Just please accept my gratitude, my love. And then, of course, I always want to remind you that I am you, you are me, and we are we. Until next time.